Then we'll move to agenda item 2, Forest Trust Land Advisory Committee. Is FTLAC appearing today? Are there other county commissioners that want to appear during this time? It's Kathleen?
Yes.
Come on up.
Why don't you come on up? Thanks for coming today.
Thank you.
Is this right? Yeah, it should be green. If it's green, you're fine.
Okay. State Forester Doherty, Chair Imeson, and board members, good morning. My name is Kathleen Sullivan. I'm here today as a Clatsop County Commissioner. Our county, located on the mouth of the mighty Columbia River, just 2 hours from Portland, produces the highest amount of timber revenue in the trust land counties. We are also the only trust county that voted to opt out of the Linn County lawsuit. We continue to believe the greatest permanent value for our state forests includes a balanced forest management plan that produces revenue, but also protects wildlife habitat and provides recreational opportunities along with the other intrinsic values of complex forests. The Linn County lawsuit is not only diverting precious capital and staff time, it is silencing collaboration and communication between trust counties on these issues. This legal conflict is unfortunate on many levels, and for now, Clatsop County will continue to bring our views directly to the Board of Forestry. Clatsop County continues to support the creation of a habitat conservation plan for our state forests as a means to preserving endangered species and wildlife habitat while reducing operating costs of managing our forests. We are asking the Board of Forestry to do all it can to facilitate the process of creating an HCP sooner rather than later. We are also concerned about watersheds, water temperatures, and waterways. We understand it is a delicate balance between harvesting for revenue and managing for long-term healthy forests. But Clatsop citizens continue to express their concerns about aerial sprayings of pesticides, of wanting their watersheds protected for clean drinking water, and for enough shade to cool waterways for fish. We encourage the use of the best practices in these matters. And because Clatsop County agrees with the 99% of our world scientists in their factually based analysis that climate change is real, we are grateful that there is now a guiding principle in the forest management plan addressing the climate change. We know that climate change is already impacting Oregon's economy, already impacting our forests, oceans, and rivers, as well as seasonal businesses. We ask that the forest management plan incorporate ways to mitigate these new realities now and into the future. Unfortunately, we don't have to look far into the future to see the looming budgetary burdens of increasing operating costs, the expanding expenses of fighting wildfires, and the ever-inflating costs of PERS, and not to forget any pending financial penalties of litigation, to predict that additional revenue streams must be found to support ODF in order to continue the sustainable and balanced management of our public forest lands for the benefit of all of us. We believe the governor and the legislature needs to be encouraged to be part of this solution. I would like to end my comments by welcoming the new board members to this body and to thank all of you, new and continuing members, for your service. Thank you.
Any questions? Thanks very much for coming.
Thank you.